This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Friday morning, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated and Bronze Roofing. All right, looking at weather, Galveston, it's 84 down on the island this morning. Feels like 92, they say. Today we're looking at sun and clouds mixed. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High around 90, southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, and radar showing some showers off the coast of Galveston this morning. So keep an eye on that. Tonight, mainly clear, low of 81, southwest 10 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy early, scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day with a high of 88. West winds 5 to 10. That rain chance tomorrow picks up to about 40%. So we could use it. That was boy, it was nice yesterday with all that cloud cover. I enjoyed that. All right, looking at tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and we have two of them. We have a high coming up at 7:44 a.m. It's a 1.1, and then a low tonight at 5:38 p.m. an 0.0. 6:40 a.m. at sunrise, 8:11 p.m. sunset. Moon phase right now. It's 42%. We're headed towards another full moon. Looking offshore, the buoy out there showing a south wind at 7 to 9. Water temperature is 86. Air temperature 83. Eagle Point looks like it's 87.3 degree water over there with a south-southwest wind at 7. And up in the north end, Morgan's Point, south-southwest at 6 to 10 with 83 degree water. And our air temperature in 87 degree water. So that's where we're at on weather this morning. There is some showers on radar off the coast. So which way they move, we shall see. All right, real quick, the 2025 CCA State of Texas Anglers Rodeo. We just call it the STAR and the STAR leaderboard. Let's get to your Ford Dealers Academy and Progressive leaderboard, starting off with the tagged redfish divisions. The red tag division, that's for your truck, boat, and motor and trailer package. Gary Merson of Houston, first tag that was weighed in this year, and Nate Appella. In the blue tag division, looks like Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, and Alfred Williams. That's five in the blue tag. So you've got five tags left to get into the blue tag division and eight on the red tags. Those are the good ones. And looking at the regular leaderboard inshore division, Eric Harper still leading with a 9-pound, 10-ounce sheep head. Cherie Andrada is still leading with a 6-pound, 14-ounce gaff top. And Jason Smith hanging in there with a 15-pound, 10-ounce black drum. And going to the Hall Power Offshore Division. Looks like Kingfish leader right now is 33 pounds. Excuse me, that was the old leader. Leslie Mabin of Grosbeck, a 51-pound, 4-ounce kingfish. That is the leader in the kingfish division right now. And Dorado, Cameron Huebner of Fulcher, a 37-pound, 3-ounce Dorado. Ling, who got blown out of the water this week. Cody Milton of Corpus, 93 pounds, 5 ounces. That's right, that's 93 pounds, 5 ounces. That's going to be a tough one to beat. And Red Snapper, Joseph Hansen, still leading with a 25-pound, 8-ounce Red Snapper. He's from Rocher in Texas. So there's your star leaderboard update. All right, let's get to the phones. Let's go over and check in with the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area and see what's going on this morning over in his neck of the woods. Good morning, Glenn. What's happening? Glenn Hammer.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Captain Mickey. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Radio
I don't know
check.
What the
Radio
deal check. Is. Every time when you call, hey. We cannot hear you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Accidentally on mute or what it is. I
actually, when I took it up to...
can we call you? I mean, again?
No,
we
you haven't, but I wish I'd love it. I'd love it. I wish we could, man, one way or another, get back to doing that. I feel like I'm bothering you when I call you, but hey, man, I fished 3 days this week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so... We had a pretty good deal. The weather, you know, finally calmed down enough. The Gulf started looking good, and our water really got pretty out there, Captain Mickey. And Sunday I had a trip and we did okay. We had a mixed box with sand trout, speckled trout, and croakers, and you know, just that kind of thing because we're using live bait. But they just wanted to get them a fish fry, and they got them a good one. That was Chris and Samantha on Sunday. Wednesday morning, I had Gary, which was his granddad, and then his grandson, William, 15-year-old. And they come on out here, Captain Mickey, and took advantage of the weather and everything. The water was clean Wednesday. The wind wasn't bad at all. And we got out there, and Papa or Grandpa started off with 2 19-inch San Luis. I call them San Luis Pass fat trout, buddy. They just healthy, you know, with shoulders on them. And he got two of them, twin 19.5-inchers, and then right in the slot. And then his grandson caught a 22-inch red and a 22-inch trout that they took a picture of and had to let go, but. You know, the trout were really biting that day. We didn't get a bunch of little ones. The ones we got were decent, good, and solid, man. I mean, it was, we were catching skipjacks, and I'm parked out there underneath San Luis Pass Bridge. I'm in the shade, man. I set my anchor and adjusted to that current and the wind to where it pulled my boat right there in the shadows of the bridge, buddy, and I sit in the shade. And it was something else, man. But right about as fast as that water cleaned up, it dirtied up. The south wind kept blowing. So yeah. Anyway, there went the conditions. But anyway, let's see. The Gulf of America was actually green to the beach and calm on Wednesday. I mean, it looked real good. Then as Thursday, yesterday, it's south wind started sandying everything along the coast that had cleaned up and started sandying up again. So, you know, it's just one day you get a chance to get out there and get them, and the next you got to dodge the wind somewhere or another. Man, we're sitting out there under the bridge, and we have this fish jump in the boat because it's like a menhaden. It looked like a shad. But it was a little longer than a menhaden, and it had yellow fins on it, and it was shiny like a shad, but it had a pointed nose and like a Jack Crevel tail on it. And this is a little bait fish, but it was about 10 inches long, or not even, about 8 inches long. And I went to pick that thing up off the floor to throw him back out of the boat, and he flopped in my hand, and just one of those dorsal fins got me in the palm of my hand. And all of a sudden, man, my hand started burning like you wouldn't believe, buddy. I mean, I've been stuck by a catfish. I've been stuck by everything in the world. But that little bait fish, and I don't know really what it is.
I have no idea. I wish you'd have taken a picture of it.
I do too, because it was the first out of three that jumped in the boat. With the other two, we took our net because he goes, "Hey, we got another fish in the boat," and I'd screamed out, "Don't touch it! Don't touch it!"
It didn't have a blunt nose; it had a pointed nose.
It had a pointed base. It had a pointed base, pointed man. Tail. It was like a sardine-looking fish, man. Anyway, they were jumping out of the water out there. I guess Jack Crevel or something was getting
on. Wasn't a ballyhoo, was it? They're real shiny. Well, they got a real long tip on them. You'd have known that. Like a
ballyhoo? Oh, yeah. No. It wasn't one of those. It was definitely in the shad family or the, you know, something like that.
Yeah, it had a wide body. It wasn't as long and slim.
No, wide body, and it was
steam. I'm trying to figure out what the heck that is.
Melinda goes, "Why don't you Google it?" And I said, "I don't know how to describe it. I've seen them before, but you don't see them in a bait camp or nothing, but I've seen those fish before." And anyway, I won't never pick up another one, buddy. I thought it broke off in me, but my hand wouldn't quit bleeding, so I knew that was good. I mean, it was just a little tiny poke. But it felt like my hand was just, I mean, it was burning, buddy. Anyway, I've had a lot of fins and a lot of stuff, man, and I'm just glad it didn't happen to the little boy or grandpa. And anyway, grandpa, every time one would jump in the boat, he'd go get the net and scoop him out of there. But anyway, no, the bite was good there for about a day, and then the south wind started blowing again, and that's what it is. We're just trying to go when the weather permits. And,
yeah,
you know, if you sit around and wait for perfect days, you're not going to get too many fishing days. So take advantage of what you got. Our bait camps are holding bait. I mean, that morning, you know, Wednesday morning, no shrimp at any bait camp. So I put the customers a pound and a half of dead, you know, put them on ice and in my fish box. And I got them like four dozen croakers, and yeah. We use those croakers that day. But that's what the fish are biting on. And I mean, you know, you can catch them on a little bit of everything, but croakers seem to be working right now. And you're gonna pay $12 a dozen for them, or a dollar a piece. And
yeah.
And anyway, we did okay, man. Had a few good stringers this week, and with a very mixed bag. Like I said, we had some sand trout, we had some whiting, we had croakers, and then we had some specks, and then a few reds and this and that. So, you know, we're doing it, just picking and pecking at them. And that's yeah. it. I went to, in 71 years, I went to my first dermatologist appointment on Tuesday, and yeah, they didn't chew me out too bad, but, they cut on us, and my wife and I both went at the same
time.
They started taking little places off of us and stuff. So we're a little scarred up right now, but hey, man, we had to get it done. You know what I mean? We're out in it all the time, and we just wanted to know what a few places were and what, you know, what's going on with this and that. And so anyway, it was time to do it. It was way past time. And we got that done this week too. So, productive week, very productive week. Did you get to go out and pop some more corks this week?
No, I didn't do none of that. No, sir.
No, you had enough of that 1 week.
Well, that was for table fare purposes only. Got my five drum that morning first thing, and then I trout fished with lures the rest of the day and caught trout with them. So. But it was fun.
I cleaned that redfish the other day, and I started showing them how to cut the throat out of there for coastal quail, and they found that very, very interesting. You know, they've never seen anything like that. It's just a lot of work to pop that
throat
out of.
It's a lot of trouble for a little piece of meat, but it sure is good.
It sure is.
All right, Hammer.
Sure is.
Well, throw them out a number, man. Somebody wants to call you.
Yes, sir, and we'll get this telephone thing straightened out. 713-208-0683. Thank you, Captain Mickey, for taking my call, buddy.
All right, man. Later. See you.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to take our first break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. It's 418 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County Reservoir now and check in with our good friend, Mr. Bob Green. Bob, good morning. How are you, man?
Oh, good morning. Fine. How are you doing?
Couldn't be better.
Just trying to get rid of the stupid summertime cough. Been trying to, I guess I, you know,
the summer
had it so long, I won't tell you. That's what they would probably call it.
That's what they call Bill Watkins' cold that he had. They said he had COVID. He had to buy some high-dollar medication to get rid of it.
Oh, gosh. Now, I saw something advertised on TV one day. It said something about some pill they got for if you ever had COVID or something, that some super pill. I mean, I just no telling what
Plaxovid or something like that. I forget what the name of it is. It's that's what Bill bought, and it was quite expensive.
Holy cow! Maybe.
Yeah, I'd have had to die.
I'll be doing without that. I think what I've got is just, you know, just old stuff. Gets in there overnight and just get it out of the way and then go on about your business.
Nothing of the good fishing trip in the hot sun won't cure, man.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, though, it's been so hot I hadn't even wanted to. And then I don't know why I always wait until it's, you know, 100 degrees to do everything I have to do around the house. I just hadn't had time to do it, you know, earlier in the year. See, this it was fishing time.
Yeah.
So,
and now, you know, get it done by noon, then hibernate for the afternoon.
Yeah, Yeah, that fishing's usually over with by about 10:30 or 11, and that's about it.
Head to the dock.
Headed in. The best way to do that is just say, let's go get some air conditioning. And then 40 or 50 feet from walk from the dock to your truck, it really gets hot on that asphalt.
Yeah, and then you open that truck up and jump in the oven then.
500 degrees,
Gosh.
What it feels like anyway. An air conditioner just don't start pumping cool enough quick enough.
No.
Let the windows down, let it blow.
Well, my truck's black, and it's real hot when I get in it, when I come in.
Yeah, mine's black. I'd like to know. I mean, as soon as you open that door and it hits you in the face, you can't even breathe.
Yeah.
You just leave them open, let it drain
out. Well, every time I leave, my windows cracked or halfway down, so it won't get quite so hot in there. It always rains. So
oh, gosh.
Leave them up and take my medicine, man.
I like those little. I got those little vents on the top
louvers.
Where you can let it.
Yeah, those window louvers.
Yeah. So I mean, it's got to help some, but it's really as soon as you open that door, it hits you right in the face. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well. Hey. Well, fishing. Fishing's gonna sound like a broken record, probably. Just deep. You may catch a few early. On some kind of a crankbait, but. Right now, it's drop shot in Carolina rig in 18, anywhere from 14 to 18 feet. And that's just the way it's going to be until we, start getting some, some change in the weather patterns and rain. They predicted rain up here, got all last week, and we didn't get enough to, stop the grass from cracking under your feet when you walk. So, and of course, I've got we've been out clearing brush around the oak trees, all that yopon grows up in them and all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we did about 15 trees like that in the 2 weekends. My youngest boy was up here.
Man.
Yeah. We had a new way of doing it. Is you cut it, lay it down, and then I put the forks on the tractor, and you just scoop them up, and you can take nearly as much as you could put on an 18-foot trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now I've got a brush pile so big, I may have to call the fire department before I stick a match to it. Or, wait until it rains for sure, make sure everything's wet around it. So, of course, I've got it in an open pasture, so it's not going to catch anything. And I believe if I wait until it's a good rain and throw some diesel in the middle of it, it's going to take, even if it's wet, it's going to go.
Yeah.
It's one of them things. I just got to get it done because it's one of those deals where it's going to burn, half the night and half the next day. It's just one more thing you got to get done. Rather have a nice, cool night, sit out there and sit around and watch it.
There was a couple of mornings this week we had like a northwest wind. It was nice and cool real early. Felt good.
It was 69 that morning.
Was it? That felt good,
yeah.
Didn't it?
It really did.
Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning? I can't remember. It felt good outside.
I can say, I know it's Friday this morning, so.
Yeah.
I think it was either. Yeah, it was. It was Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could have been Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think
it was Tuesday. I think you're right, Tuesday.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
Just got that little hacking cough, and it'll go away and go out.
I had that about 3 weeks ago for about 3 days, man. Just, the old throat tickle and all that mess.
Yeah, I think this is going on about 3 weeks or maybe two, something like that. Hard to keep up with it. But, it hadn't been much fishing going on, but I've had everything else going on. And sick people going to the hospital. And
how'd your buddy ever get?
They sent Mark home. He can't go home, but anyway, he's at a friend's house, but he's going to be in a therapy type deal. The the implant was out of the question, but he's doing much better. Whatever that, what do you call it? The thing we were watching on the monitors for so long, for so many days,
mm-hmm.
changed. It just all of a sudden changed to where it helped itself. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah.
And showed there was some improvement. He's got a long recovery to go with, but you know, Mark's one of the guys up here, been up here forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of missing him for sure. But it's just going to be a slow recovery. But he's doing really well for what we thought was going to happen. So take a day at a time and pray every day for him.
So what does old heart just totally just get out of whack to where he needs a transplant? Is that what it is?
Well, they ruled out that part, you know, unless that heart would get a lot stronger. So I don't understand all of it, you know, but all I know is the boy's a walking miracle is what it is. So, you know, things work, you know, work out sometimes, and he's just still a sick puppy. I'll check on him today and try to see him this weekend.
Yeah.
But
well, that's
I'm telling you, I mean, of course, I didn't really mark 63, which
that's young,
awful young,
man.
But yeah. Boy, that boy has worked nonstop ever since I've known him. I've known him since, what, the 80s. And, I mean, he burns it at both ends. You know, he's got a hard job. He may be in one side of the state one day and another state the next, or West Texas, and
yeah.
all the same day, and then fishes every single weekend that he can. It just, you know,
might
takes
be
a toll.
Slow
but,
down.
I mean, that may be a sign, but.
Yeah.
No, he sounds good. I mean, he, you know, when you talk to him, and I think, you know, he's a strong person, so I know he's got that going for him for sure.
Well, that helps.
So it helps. You know, and the boy's in good shape. I mean, Mark's, you know, he's a bull. Well, I mean, he's,
yeah.
That don't mean anything sometimes when it comes to your heart and your functioning, you know, organs. It's just, and it's been, you know, a lot of folks up here are older people. I mean, older than me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just seems like it's hitting everybody around you. You know, now you look in the obituary column, I worked with that guy for 25 years.
Yeah,
you know?
It's amazing.
And then you look at the age, you're, you know, 7 or 8 years younger than we are. So, it's blessed to have another day, anyway.
Yeah,
another year, another whatever.
Well, we're in the fourth quarter. It's
I mean,
the way life is.
Take advantage of every healthy day.
That's it. Just hope you're not in a 2-minute warning yet.
No, that's a good way of putting it.
Or the bottom of the ninth.
isn't that right? Yeah. Makes you look. Now I kind of look at it like, I don't want to buy one of them cards and have to pay on it for 7 years. And you might have me make it to pay off date.
Nothing better than a paid for vehicle and a boat.
And
my
now
note
I've got
days
both
are over with. I've paid so many boat notes and truck notes all my life. Not anymore.
I've paid off two places where I live. And of course, now, and I still have a house note. How in the world did that happen? But anyway, that'll be done in about 3 years.
I got 3 years on mine, and I'm done.
And that's pretty much it right now. So blessed for that.
Nowadays, if you retire, you better have everything paid for. It's a cost of fortune just to live.
Oh, that's no lie. You know,
I had an old man tell me one time, he said, I just can't afford to live anymore. Not the way I want to live. He said it's time to die. Can't afford to live.
he's right too. So look at some of them. Look at some of them pills we take. If we, a lot of that stuff, if you didn't have some insurance on it,
you'd be bankrupt.
There's no way. There's no way it would. You could afford that. You just have to say, "Oh well."
Man, got to have some fishing money, you know.
Exactly.
And hunting money. Got to have a little.
Oh yeah, there. And that's not too far away too.
No, you know, hunting season's right around the corner. You know, September 1st, we'll be knocking out with dove and teal.
That's right, and that's when all my doves will disappear.
Yeah, you can bank on that. Every time, man.
They'll be headed
especially
south.
Over my way, east of town, we'll be rolled up with them, dove everywhere, and then we'll get that big flood or big rain for opening day.
I tell my grandson, well, if you stop about a block from the house, there'll be 100 of them on the wires.
Yeah.
You probably don't want to shoot them off the wire, though.
No, I don't think the man would like that too much.
Oh, no, that would upset him, you know, really bad.
No shooting off the road, folks.
Just line them up and go one shot.
That's it.
So, I guess I shouldn't be talking that way.
Well, who doesn't think that way when you were a kid?
It's all in fun.
Think about the BB gun and all the birds shot off of tree limbs and high line wires.
Oh, yeah, a pellet rifle, either one.
All right, Bob, well, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming up to Fayette County and fishing, make it an early trip.
Early dock. That's exactly it. Yeah. 281-460-9200.
All right, buddy.
Y'all just have a great weekend coming up. It's hot, but it's okay.
Well, we wish the best for Mark, man. Hope he gets better.
Yeah, he's in every prayer, you know, deal with we can think of, and it's helped. Y'all have a great morning. Power.
All right, buddy. Yeah. See you.
Take care.
All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget, so if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 or host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 437. All right, let's run down Matagorda Way and check in with our good friend, Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, good morning.
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot, brother. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. Staying alive.
Well.
Staying alive and trying to stay out of the heat.
But being a survivor.
It's hard to do.
I'm telling you, man.
It actually, yesterday stayed pretty cloudy for a while. Like, it was cloudy down here.
Oh, it was nice yesterday.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
For a hot summer day, it turned out nice without the little sun baking on you.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. I don't know. See what happens again today. Hopefully it's calm again. You know, it seems like it was a little night, calms down in the middle of the day. The body,
right.
Better body, definitely seems like it's later in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't like it because it's, you know, by the time everybody's hot and ready to come in is when the bite goes off.
Yeah, that bite's been kind of better from about 10 to 2 this week.
Yeah, it's later. For sure.
Yes.
I mean, it seems like a couple of days in a row that's happened. I mean, we've had a couple of really good days. The last couple of days have been really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it does seem like, you know, somewhere around that, like, 10 o'clock area, 10:30.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, it's like somebody flips a switch and they just show up everywhere.
They just light off, man.
They just light off. I know, it's weird. I mean, yesterday we were out there and it was pretty slow. We had like maybe two, I don't know, we were drifting. And well, it started out, it was kind of blowing, you know, it was a little bit white capping headed out there in the morning, and then after a couple hours it laid down,
right,
got calm, but it was kind of a little bit off color, but it just got better, you know, through the day. But we were drifting around and I don't know, we might have had like two fish. It was pretty slow. And then same deal, somewhere around 10 o'clock, you know, it's like you see something and then boom, you catch one, two, and then you catch 10 in a row. And then it's like they're everywhere. Then they're just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just suddenly everywhere.
That's fishing.
Yeah. Any spots you've been at all morning, they just light off. But they've done that a couple days, like really 3 days in a row they've done that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been better for me in the middle of the day. But yesterday was good. We caught a lot of good fish. And we released several good ones after we, you know, kept our limit. We released a bunch more good ones.
Right.
Had two reds with them. That was about it on the reds. But it was pretty good. We saw Well, we saw a shark, you know, out there. Like, that's pretty getting to be pretty normal. But we saw a shark, and then a little bit later, another guy, Lynn, he was out there with us floating around, and he found a big black drum that had been eaten in half floating out there. So I guess that shark had got him a big black drum.
How big a drum?
I mean, it was pretty big. He sent me a picture. It was a pretty big drum. It wasn't a little puppy drum.
Yeah, when it's a big one like that, you can see the bite radius on that shark and tell how big it was.
It ate it in half. The back half was gone.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know if it was the same shark we saw, but we saw one too. And then that came up the water, like the fish came up blowing up, like cooling. What, you know, they were just out there blowing up. And I don't know if the trout, there was a massive explosion. And then I saw, you know, a big trout. I don't know how big, but a big trout flew straight out of the water like a tarpon.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was running from a shark or if it was just
Oh, you can bet he was. Trout don't jump out of the water unless they're hooked or something trying to eat them.
He shot out like a tarpon. He was a big one. It was pretty cool. But, yeah, we had a good spurt there. We had about an hour stretch of pretty solid fishing.
Well.
And, then we farted around, went fished one redfish hole, caught another keeper trout, a couple more keeper trout at the redfish hole, and then we came on in.
Yeah, for you guys' standards over there this year, y'all's red fishing's been off, too.
Yeah, it has. It has. They're definitely not. I mean, there's people still catching them.
Yeah.
And I still see them at the dock. There is people still catching them, but they're not where I normally catch them, you know. Where the spot,
right, and they're probably sitting on them and fishing for them all day. You know, they're probably just strictly targeting redfish, nothing else.
The ones I catch every day are just mixed in with the trout.
Right.
And every now and then you'll see a group of lyrebirds working and you go get a couple reds.
Mm-hmm.
But my normal red holes, the spots that I, over the years, go to catch reds, I'm not doing very good at.
Right.
Not getting them. I catch more trout. You know, in my old school redfish holes, I'm catching trout.
Right. It's not a bad thing.
No. So we're, you know, I know a few people got in the surf this week.
I was just fixing to ask you that, if you got in on the surf thing when it got cold.
You know, I went out there one day, and it was too bumpy. The people I had, they couldn't do it. I mean, you could do it, but it was a little roller.
Yeah.
And my people didn't like it, so we left.
Getting queasy.
And came back to the jetties. Yeah, it wasn't going good. So we left and came back to the jetties and where it was calm. And I put the trolling motor out, and we just spot locked at a spot on the jetties and ended up catching them there. We caught some pretty good fish.
Well, that's good.
Right there on the jetties. But I know some people that have hammered them in the surf this week.
Yeah, I think Bink had a good trip one day that he fished. You know, he was telling me.
Yeah, there was, I mean, I ran into some boys at the cleaning table that drove their truck down, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so they drove down, and there was five of them, and they had their five-man limited trout and like 12 reds.
Wow.
And they were just throwing lures. They all had tails on their rods, and they had just been driving up and down the beach that morning.
Yeah.
I don't remember what day that was, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, one day, Tuesday maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a heck of a day. So I know they're definitely out there.
Yeah.
They're getting them. Everybody's starting to catch tarpons and there's all kinds of stuff going on out there.
Yeah, definitely the Gulf is alive.
Yeah, the Gulf is alive. That's right. Everything's
not only
been
pretty
good.
For trout and reds on the beachfront, but even far offshore, man, there's been some unbelievable catches the last week or 10 days,
right.
Couple of weeks.
I don't know what the wind's doing now, but I can't tell yet. It seems like it's been calm in the middle of the day, and then it like puffs up at night.
Yeah.
And then it calms during the middle of the day. I don't know what it's doing right now. Though,
summertime pattern, man. We're not too bad over here. Everything is really, even offshore, the buoy way out there is southwest or south-southwest, 7 to 9, but everything inside, inland, is west-southwest, 6 to 8, 5 to 8, 5 to 9.
I don't know. The flag I just passed in Bay City was blowing pretty good, so I don't know.
Was it?
Yeah. I don't know what it's doing down there, but it's got a blow to it here.
I hadn't looked down your way. Let me zoom in down that way, see what's going on in your neck of the woods. Yeah, you're at 13 down there at the harbor.
I said that flag I just saw was popping. I mean,
yeah, you're 13 and we're like 6.
See, that's how it kind of was yesterday. It was rough in the morning and muddied it up, and then you got to wait for it to calm down and wait, and it clears up. I'm ready. I just want it to start clear. You know, I'm tired of the muddy overnight deal. And then you got to wait for it. I'm ready for those days that you get out there and it's just green right from the beginning.
Yes, sir. Well, the water's so hot, man. Any kind of breeze, it kind of stirs up all that phytoplankton and everything.
It seems like, you know, 1, 2 in the morning, if you look back on your deal, it starts blowing every night.
Yeah.
And then it blows. It blows for 4 or 5 hours. Just enough to get it off colored in the morning.
Well, all right, Tommy boy. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come down to Matagorda and hook up with you and go fishing, how they get a hold of you? Give them some info, buddy.
Yes, sir. Facebook is Tommy Alexander, but phone's always the best. Text or leave a message, 979-709-8242.
Call me Tommy, but call me. All right, man.
Just call me.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Right.
See ya.
All right.
Later. All right, let's jump down the coast. Let's go down to South Padre now and check in with Captain Brian Barrera and see what he's up to. Good morning, Brian. How are you, man?
Pretty good, sir. How are you doing?
Couldn't be better. I'm here, man.
All right. Me too. I'm actually real early start today. We've got the TIFT tournament happening down here this weekend. Not sure if you remember that one.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I know some people will be fishing in it.
Yep, so we've got an early start. We got a 5 o'clock dock time this morning.
Oh, yeah, what? You do.
Sounds a little crazy, but, you know, it is tournament time, so why not?
Right. Well, what are you going for this year?
We're going to see it. We're going to try to catch some tarpon this year. I've got the same. Remember last year I had that 11-year-old girl? The game warden's daughter, good buddy of mine, and I take his daughter out every year. I've been fishing her since she was child's division, and then last year she decided she wanted to try the tarpon division, and we got lucky and won. We went 4 for 12 on tarpon.
I remember that. Golly, yeah, time flies.
Yeah, it's been a year, and she's a foot taller now. And, of course, she wants to go for tarpon again. I was like, what do you say? We just do some classic, you know, redfish and trout type deals, snooks. I said, nope, I want tarpon and I want to win. I said, oh, well, here we go.
Well, you got your crew right there. She's already seasoned. You got her tuned up.
Seasoned. She's a foot taller, so I think she can handle some bigger ones, bigger fish this year.
Guaranteed.
You know, last year, we're having to pop off, you know, 150 pounders last year because they were just too big for her to reel in, and we can't help her fight them or anything like that, so we just ended up having to pop them off. Ended up getting her quite a few, like, nice 40 to 55 pounders. She can handle those, be done with them in about 15 minutes. The loose drag, you know, so that was good. And but the fishing's been good recently. I've been seeing a lot of fish. The bite hasn't been going off. We've got kind of like that four tide day, like it's barely coming in for a little while, then going out, then barely coming in, then going out throughout the day. Although the afternoon has been pretty, it's been kind of ripping out in the afternoons, but the mornings, the tide has been kind of real slow tide in the mornings, and then the afternoons start ripping. But I mean, the guys on the flats and stuff are still catching their fish and everything. My buddies that are out there, cause my fiance's fishing, the Bay division with a good buddy of mine and like another little crew of her friends, him to them out. And, you know, they've been pre-fishing and whatnot, and they've been catching a fair amount of redfish and some pretty good trout and stuff, so they're excited to do that. And of course, there's been a lot of snook that moved in on the flats. I took some clients to snag a few black drum in the channel for some dinner the other day after tarpon fishing. They just wanted to get something to take to the restaurant.
Right.
Went to grab them a couple little black drum, a couple little perfect eater size drum, and man, must have seen a school of maybe 100 snook, 150 snook.
Dang.
Just a big old line of them, big ones, like in just in the middle of like the channel, you know, 14 foot of water. And they're pretty easy to tell which ones they are when they're on the screen. You know, you can see that big duck bill kind of thing.
And
I mean, so that's been good. It's been weird too, because, you know, when there's no wind down here, a lot of the people fish the channels and the intercoastals and stuff like that. And, you know, my friends have been catching limits of redfish just off the intercoastal, just, you know, throwing the jig right on the edge, but a heavier jig, you know, like a quarter or 3/8 ounce, little soft plastic, letting it sink down to the bottom and whacking them. And I was cruising down the channel the other day on the way from one spot to another. And, I mean, I've been seeing guys there. They're even like the guys who use croaker that I normally see on bars and stuff like that. And
right.
Big little pools and stuff. A lot of the guys are even using the croaker and popping corks and shrimp right on the edge of the channel right now. So it seems like loaded in there, which is pretty cool. I'm not sure of any specific reason why these fish would be in that deep stuff. Maybe they could be in there early in the morning because, like I was telling you, that tide rips out really good in the evenings. So,
yeah.
Like, any of the fish around the edge of that channel probably get sucked into the channel or move into the channel once that really low tide, then move off of it as that tide is coming in the morning. But it's still a slow incoming tide. So. But either way, that's been pretty cool for them, and that's been happening. I've been slamming some bull reds. We caught a bunch of bull reds yesterday. I had a hunting guide friend of mine and his two sons and his father. So we had three generations on the boat. Boy, they tore up some bull. And little kid got them. Little kid for 2 years has been swinging at the fences at the 50-inch club. He caught a 45 last year and a 47-inch this year, bull red.
Dang.
And this kid's probably about 8 years old. His dad's an African hunting guide. And, I mean, I saw a picture. The kid's got a big old scar right on a fresh one. He's real proud of it. Scar on his eyebrow from getting scoped this year. Kid took down a giraffe. Dad sent me a picture of his 9-year-old son with a giraffe. I was like, what the heck? it was crazy. It's a cool little outdoor thing. Kids, you know, in an outdoors family. It's cool. I'm glad that they got on some fish. You know, the kids were passed out in the boat. You know, we went out early and got on some bull reds, and then we went looking for some tarpon, messing around, and shoot, by 9 o'clock them kids were passed out side by side on the chair on the boat together. It's funny.
I've seen that pattern before. Those kids, man, they're not used to getting up at 4 and 5 in the morning, and you fish them hard through mid-morning, they're starting to fade on you a little bit, but one boat ride and they're all sleeping.
That's exactly what I'd be doing if I wasn't getting paid for it. I tell you what, I'd be sitting in the front sleeping with them.
I promise you. I'm with you, brother. Well, hey, I wish y'all the best of luck in that TIFF this weekend. That's a big weekend for you guys down there.
Now we're going to try for the repeat championship, see if we can get lucky.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, my friend. I hope that little girl pops her another one, wins her another tournament. That'd be awesome, back-to-back.
Yeah, that'd be great. We're going to work
impressive.
Hard.
I know you will.
It's a long day. You fish from, you know, a half hour before sunrise until 8 o'clock p.m. The lines are down. So it's like, it is not for the week. You know, it's a grind.
No, that's marathon stuff there. You can fish till 8 p.m. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's a long day, buddy. All right, Brian. Well, hey, I wish you the best. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and getting hooked up, how they get a hold of you, man?
Sure. Direct call or text is best. Area code 956-755-9413, or you could visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
You got it, buddy. Hey, y'all get after it, man. Good luck to you.
Sure. Have a good one.
Thanks, Brian. See you, man. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.